When a storm unleashed devastating flooding across Nebraska in 2019, Judith Punchikar watched as part of her family's farm was reclaimed by the Middle Loup River.
When the rain came down so hard, this land just washed right into the river. That was my land all the way to the dead trees. So that's 8 acres here that I lost.
The Punchikar family has owned the small farm just outside of St. Paul, Nebraska, for more than a century. By the time Punchikar returned to live on the farm full-time in 2020, she knew she needed to do something to prevent further erosion. When she called the local Farm Service Agency office for advice, they told her about a federal program they administer called the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. Now, most of the 153 acres of her farm are enrolled in that program.
I think I'm the only farm in the area that has my entire farm in the CRP program. We're not talking a whole lot of acres, but that's a lot of acres for me.
The CRP was established in the 1985 Farm Bill with the goal of reducing soil erosion. Landowners receive an annual rental payment for taking environmentally sensitive land out of production for 10 to 15 years. They then implement conservation practices, which the government helps pay for. Jesse Womack, a policy specialist at the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, says the program has become a mainstay of the rural landscape.
It does so much for quality of life in rural communities. It offers farmers an alternative means of cash flow if they have acreage that, needs rest, isn't the most productive.
In the current political climate, some wonder if CRP will survive. The program is under the Farm Service Agency, which is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA, like many federal agencies, has been hit hard by layoffs and funding cuts. And Project 2025, the blueprint for a second Trump administration, explicitly called for the CRP program to be eliminated.
I think that the actions of the last few months have clearly illustrated that there is nothing that is not on the table.
That's Zachary Ducheneau, who led the Farm Service Agency in former President Joe Biden's administration. He worries the program could be targeted by the current administration during farm bill negotiations. And even if CRP survives, Ducheneau says recent firings and funding cuts have already stretched the Farm Service Agency to the breaking point.
There is no way the department or the agency is going to be able to tighten its belt or streamline or find efficiencies just because someone says so.
There are other signs that federal support for CRP is lagging. The annual sign-up for the program hasn't been announced yet. A USDA spokesperson says the agency is, quote, evaluating conservation goals and priorities, and funding authority for the CRP runs out in September with the expiration of the Farm Bill extension. Still, Jesse Womack says he'd be surprised if the program was eliminated. He grew up hunting on CRP land in Minnesota and says the program has broad support from hunters, environmentalists, and farmers alike.
I would find it shocking if there was not some bipartisan collaboration to protect CRP if a material threat emerged.
Back on Punchikar's farm in Nebraska, a woodpecker drums on a large oak tree. Though the conservation practices are still in their early stages, Punchikar says she's already noticing a difference.
And the seeds are just getting started, but I have never seen so many pollinators before, so many different kinds of wasps and different kinds of bees.
Since her CRP contracts were signed recently, Punchikar knows she will continue to be paid for her work over the next decade. But she hopes the conservation projects on her farm will last far longer. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Molly Ashford.